As you come into your nature as a creator, as someone who has the ability and is constantly using that ability to manifest and materialize everything that you experience in life, it's important as you go along this journey toward living as a creator that you understand in order to do this, you must be consistent. You must have a way of weaving in these manifestation principles into your daily life. And when you understand the importance of being consistent, when you understand that this nature as a creator of your reality, the God of your universe, ultimately what you're doing is living in a space, in a reality where you are in constant alignment and you are constantly mindful about how you spend one moment to the next. Being present in the now, but being present in such a way that it is empowering you to live in the reality of constantly creating, constantly tapping into your divinity, constantly tapping into that higher mind, that infinite intelligence, the source, right? The thing that carries and creates all things, which is ultimately an expression of you, is a part of you, an extension of you. You are not separate from that. You are one with that. So when you come into that understanding, living as a creator simply means being mindful from moment to moment, right? In the present moment, now, and aligning yourself with certain habits or certain routines, right? And rituals even, to consistently be in a space where you know who you are. And the doubts of, let's say, the ego that may come in, that little voice that may come in and tell you maybe it's not possible, it's hard, or I can't do it, somebody else can do it, right? All those negative thoughts, those unproductive thoughts, when those things try to creep into your way of being, your existence, because you are tapped in and dialed into ultimately your consciousness, who is who you truly are, when you are tapped into that, and you are in alignment with the reality of being a creator of your universe, and you are following suit with different rituals and continuing to use certain principles like affirmations, right? Continuing to even change or give new meaning to words like prayer, right? And even being intentional with how you practice gratitude from moment to moment. These are all ways, these are all principles of manifestation that you can weave into your daily life. So, for example, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, before you even put the light on, right? Once you turn off your alarm, the first thing you should do while you're laying in bed, because you are still in a space where you are tapped into your subconscious mind, which I have established before, is a part of your mind where it stores all the programs, all the habits, right? All the reflexes, all the triggers, all the things that really get you going without you really putting much thought into it. And after a time of constantly, repetitively saying certain things, being certain places, being around certain people, hearing certain things, eventually those get programmed into your subconscious and essentially lead you into certain actions. And so when you wake up in the morning, after you turn off your alarm, the first thing you should be doing is stating affirmations. You should have an affirmation that will align you with the person you are meant to be, who you truly are, because currently you may not be in alignment with that. Currently, you may not be living out your highest and fullest potential. And so the point of manifestation often is for people to tap into that full potential. And so as you are going through this course, I want you to understand that it isn't you trying to be somebody else. It isn't you trying to be a better version of yourself. Manifestation is about you being the truest version of yourself, who you really are, looking to express itself out. And so as you practice manifestation, recognize this is about an unfoldment. This is about a self-realization. So in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, you want to establish whatever your affirmation is, whatever it is you seek to realize or come into a true expression of, right? If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a writer, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a millionaire, right? If you want to help and support people, you want to get into philanthropy, whatever it is, be clear about that and make sure every morning, soon after you wake up, you are stating your affirmation. I am this. I am this, right? I am blank. Whatever it is you feel is the truest version of who you are, which truly resonates with who you are at the moment, that is what you continue to state. And you continue to state that, visualize it, imagine it in your mind. Spend 5 to 10 minutes doing that. Then you get up out of bed, you go through your morning routine. As you're going through your morning routine, continue to visualize, continue to state your affirmation, whether it's out loud or in your mind. But continue to be in that space where you actually are aligning yourself with that. And this is how you begin to weave in these principles right throughout the day. Affirmations is very profound. It aligns with things like, you know, autosuggestion or hypnosis. But when you are constantly repeating it over and over and over again, this isn't you being delusional. This is simply you creating the future self, you aligning with your true self. Now, as you do that, there is something that I want to talk to you about when it comes to prayer, because prayer, though it has a very traditional concept or meaning behind it, really what I want to share with you is prayer is truly you being in action and in alignment with that which you want, with that which you have decided to create. Prayer isn't about simply just getting down on your hands and knees or your knees and praying, putting your hands together and saying, God, please give me this, right? We established, one, you are not separate from God. So there is no asking God to give you something. We are tapping into our own God, the God within you, so that way you can give it to yourself. And once you come into that understanding that prayer is a constant reminder of you tapping into the divinity within you, right? This intelligence that is within you, this infinite intelligence, this cosmic intelligence, this source intelligence, all that is within you, has the power to create anything that you want. And when you recognize that and look at yourself differently from a place of reverence and respect, then you can acknowledge and tap into that divinity. And so as you spend each single day, think of it as if you are spending your day with God, because you are, you see? And when you tap into that and you have conversations with yourself to align yourself with your truest essence, the true, you know, expression of who you really are, and you pull away from all of the excess, all of the distractions, all of the blocks, all of the trauma, all of the walls that are preventing you from being your true self, then you can align with who you truly are. Thus, actually is the nature of manifestation. It is about realization. And so every moment of your day that you're spending, remind yourself that you are spending it with divinity. You are tapping into that which is who you are, which is the infinite source. And so once you continue to recognize that, every moment that you are in conversation with yourself or in conversation with your own mind, remind yourself who you are and continue to have a conversation with yourself from that way of being, from that state, you see? Because oftentimes you're having conversations between your consciousness and your ego, you know, ideas and things that you want to do versus the things that you don't want to do, right? And then sometimes in between all of that, you're thinking about gratitude or you're thinking about other people and what they're doing, right? But that's really has no significance. You know, the things that people are doing has no significance over really what it is that you are creating for yourself. And as long as you are focused on that with gratitude, that is true prayer. So living every moment, right? Every now that happens, you are living that out, being in alignment with that which you are creating, being that person, and incorporating this sense of gratitude. And so gratitude being the fuel that actually gets you going, gets you moving, that actually feeds the seed of that which you are looking to create and also looking to be, right, to express your true self. When you practice a space of gratitude consistently, even for things that you take for granted, recognizing that you take these things for granted, right? Your car, you know, you take that for granted because maybe you want a more luxurious car, right? Your job, you take that for granted because it doesn't pay as much as you would like. Your home, you may take that for granted because you may be living in a one-bedroom apartment, not much space, and you wish you had a mansion, or you wish you lived on some tropical island, right? But recognize those things are still gifts, and they are still a space and time where it creates an opportunity for you to build, right? That car, it gets you to your job. That job that, though it doesn't seem to make enough money for you, it still gives you the opportunity to make some money and learn how to move that money around, learn how to budget that money, learn how to invest that money into other things. So that way you can create more money, thus being able to move out of that apartment that you currently live in, to actually get out and go to a Caribbean island or someplace like that, right? So once you have this sense of gratitude and you carry that over into everything that you're doing, with the intention of creating the life that you truly desire, that aligns with who you truly are, then everything falls into place. So understanding that you have to not only learn these principles of manifestation, but you have to weave them in your daily life in order to be in true alignment and live in true existence with this reality that you are a creator. Once you understand that, and once you are living in alignment with all those things, then you essentially are tapping into the power that creates whatever it is you decide. Thank you so much. Feel free, go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.